actually a 12-hour loop, and I'm showing you this just to show you how it just sat. As soon as it made its way into those flood boxes, it sat for about 6 hours. So 6 hours of rainfall. We picked up a lot of rain in that time period, and that's why we're seeing the flooding issues this morning. We picked up about 12 inches. This is radar indicated rain totals, but about 12 inches. This is Gulf Breeze. About 16 inches in Pensacola, 8 inches as we go closer to Perdido. So a lot of heavy rainfall, and that is why we do have those flash flood warnings in effect.
16 inches in the city of Pensacola. Remember, I mean, 2014 was 24 in, like, the most in some places. Like, that's, wow. I don't know about you, but raise your hand if you were surprised by the intensity and the duration of this storm yesterday. That's all of us. Remember, I think a couple of times yesterday morning I said, I think we're expecting, you know, we are anticipating the possibility of some strong weather, you know, tonight. A couple of times. I would have been much more stern if I had known, but oh my God, lightning, rain. There was no hail, at least not where I live. Maybe there was some elsewhere. We have one possible tornado that may be responsible for putting a tree down on somebody's mobile home and killing them. So we, you know, waiting for all the confirmation for this kind of stuff. But my God, it just seemed never ending. And it was one of those, like, you know, I kept, what happened is, you know, my wife and I were watching TV last night at, like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever. And I keep checking my phone and I'm like, ah, looks like it's almost over. 20 minutes later, looks like it's almost over. Like, watch the, you know, the graphic that'll push it forward, you know, for a half hour, an hour. Like, oh, we're almost at the back end. Again, we're almost at the, again, we're like, I was like Groundhog Day for this storm last night, because it just kept forming and forming and forming and forming. Oh my goodness. So we have some really bad spots this morning as you're driving around. One note I just got in, like last night at midnight, the Nixel texted us and said that the Gulf Breeze Parkway is shut down east and westbound between Daniel and Hoffman Drive. Detours being set up. Use caution. This morning, we just got a text in about 50 minutes ago that all the closures on Gulf Breeze Parkway have been partially reopened. Partially reopened in both directions. So what that would tell me is be cautious, you know, be aware, and, you know, expect things might take a little bit longer this morning as you're trying to get to work, because holy smokes, you know, areas of flooding. I know we're, you know, some of them I don't even understand, but like Lillian Highway north of 98, like as you get towards the water there, it's just, I mean, a total catastrophe right now. It's just, you know, red lines in both directions. I know Candy's going to tell you more here in just a second about traffic, but it's one of these, like, please be aware that unexpected water, you know, things down in the road surface, it was, like, we had a tropical storm. I mean, we didn't, not officially, but that's what it felt like. And I'll tell you one weird note about the storm is if you look at the wind map, it's out, like, all the wind is moving east. I don't like this. You know, they say it's a west wind because it's going to the east. I don't know. It's weird. It came from that direction. Anyway, I talk like a normal person, which is the wind is bending around across the Gulf going toward the east. But then it reaches this weird line in the Gulf that stretches basically from Fort Walton Beach all the way out to about 100 miles, where all of a sudden it just hits and then goes north. And some of that, like, you know, wind patterns that are moving directly east towards Panama City never get to Panama City and go straight north to, like, Monroeville. So there's weird stuff going on in the Gulf. There's weird weather going on this morning. I wouldn't expect that we're done with all of this today. So please pay attention, allow extra time, and don't be surprised. And, you know, obviously don't drive through water, running water, standing water, because you don't know how deep it is. We've already had reports of cars stalled because of the water this morning. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, and of course, flash flood warning in effect for much of the Gulf Coast, too. Certainly watch out for areas of ponding water. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear, but you do want to watch for debris in the roadway. A lot slow on 29 as you're heading on to, like, say, Cervantes, like that part of 29, so I guess technically Palafox. A bunch of areas, just cars right in the middle of the road, of course, because of all the flooding that happened last night. Several cars in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding. Lillian is backed up near the water because, of course, there's water over the roadway. And then on the other side of 98, as I understand, Lillian also just backed up and more flooding in that area. Warrington Creek Apartments underwater. Forest Creek Apartments, that area was underwater. They had to be evacuated. traffic light out at Fairfield in Tahar. Watch again for areas of ponding water. And if you have traffic tips, please text them in 437-1620. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And by the way, I did just get a couple of texts in. One person said there's no power downtown. Can't find any news about it, about its return. Can you help? We saw Palafox flooding last night, Forest Creek Apartments flooding last night. I got a text in from Davis Wood, who is the information officer for the Public Safety Department. He says the Emergency Operations Center in Escambia County is activating to a level 2 beginning at 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
so this is enough to demand a coordinated emergency response from the county. So we'll keep you updated on all this stuff as we go forward.
If I could just say real quick, and you're right about the electricity. WEAR was just showing Jackson and New Warrington, and I live in that section, and that whole area, that Cumberland Farms had just like a top piece of the gas station sheared off. That area is out of power, and there was a lot of areas out of power as I was driving in. So just give yourself extra time this morning and be careful.
Absolutely. 617 on News Radio 92.3, Transgressors up next. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, our first transgressor is the Southern Baptist Convention, which voted 9,400 to 1,200 to reject Saddleback Church's appeal of their expulsion from the denomination for having ordained female pastors. Now, certainly, I think we're all very well aware of the many transgressions that the hateful and other-and-o-phobic Church Saddleback has committed over the years due to its conservative evangelical beliefs. Nevertheless, without affirming Rick Warren's Temple of Intolerance, we still must declare the SBC an even greater violator because of its sexist dogma that no women should have pastoral authority over men. Friends, this is a true danger. not merely because of the way it marginalizes women and even reinforces the unholy gender binary, but even worse is the way the SBC continues its unrepentant belief that the New Testament should be believed. Every enlightened woke-alite knows that men are basically a worthless evolutionary drag on the human race, a sort of vestigial gender whose only value is in donating sperm or competing in women's sports. We've won that battle in our culture. But the only way we have succeeded on this issue is by getting people to ignore their Bibles. If people return to studying that text as if it's to be trusted, literally everything we stand for will be undone. No. The Southern Baptist Convention is wrong for prohibiting female pastors, but its real heresy is continuing to believe in the Bible. And for that, we hurl at them the cursed raspberry of intolerance. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Gathered round. Second, Demi Lovato, who this week has switched back from they-them pronouns to she-her pronouns. Now, in itself, this regression would only have landed her with a charge of misdemeanor backsliding and probably no serious time in a gender re-education camp. Yes, she is falling back into her sinful binary pronouns, but the real issue is why Demi Lovato regressed this way. As she told that renowned scientific journal GQ Hype Spain, "I just got tired. I constantly had to educate people and explain why I identified with those pronouns. It was absolutely exhausting." Oh, dear. Of course it's exhausting to continuously deny biology, convention, tradition, and the basic structure of the repressive English language. But did anyone ever give you the impression that walking the narrow path of gender eradication would be easy? And if you succumb to the temptation to take the sluggard's way out, how will all the poor young children of this world muster their courage to deny nature, language, and culture, and affirm their real internal identities? It's literally your job to educate people, Ms. Lovato. Why else do you think we let you have your success and money? As a warning to all the other would-be reverters of the pop culture wokescape, we must teach you a lesson. We find you guilty of first-degree felony backsliding with aggravating factors of sloth and complacency, and sentence you to be dead-named. Let all take heed, betray not thine most holy pronouns. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, a hearty round of safe, non-startling praise for the California Senate, which recently passed a bill that redefines the term infertility to include couples who are unable to reproduce just due to the fact that they're married to partners of the same sex. Observing the mental anguish caused by male-male infertility and female-female infertility, this law would also require insurers to cover in vitro treatments and surrogacy for such couples. Behold, amazement. Here we thought we were living on the vanguard of sexual liberation, but it frankly never even occurred to us that we could finally and fully validate the non-reproductive sexuality of same-sex couples through the miraculous melding of modern science, government fiat, and other people's money. As Democratic State Senator Caroline Menjivar said, this law will, quote, ensure that queer couples no longer have to pay more out of pocket to start families than non-queer families. Finally, we are able to overcome the biological bigotry that has kept gay couples from making babies. And kudos to California for so vividly exposing the unfair, unjust, and unloving heterosexual privilege for what it is. To think that somehow mixed-sex couples should be entitled to make babies when the infertility of same-sex couples prevents them from true equality? Such separate and unequal treatment must not stand. We are our brother's husband's keeper, and we stand with you, California. This is really a modern-day Robin Hood story. Take from the fertile and give to the infertile, because infertility for some is infertility for all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, for those who signed up for Thursday's Stand With Dylan Mulvaney Beer Goggles of Sexual Solidarity Protest Pentathlon, please join us at World of Liquor, where we will harangue those who purchase Modelo Especial beer and shame them into returning their beer dollars to acronym-approved Bud Light. How dare Modelo take advantage of the rainbow-phobic protests and displace Bud Light as the most popular beer in America? We'll show them. Also, sadly, the guest speaker for our presentation this week on how to keep feeling guilty about everything, even if something makes you feel optimistic for just a moment, has had insufficient carbon offsets. Poor guy. Instead, we will be rewatching season one of The Handmaid's Tale and doing apple cider vinegar shots.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal. and go forth and transgress no more.
626 here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, first off, you could use The Handmaid's Tale, and I've given you access to my Hulu, and you do need to watch it because the country is turning into The Handmaid's Tale at some part.
I watched,
and I am a Republican,
three episodes and thought that was plenty enough for
me. No, I bet you did, dude. God, is that what helps you? And then I am my husband's brother's keeper. Pretty funny.
How are the roads looking, Candy?
All right, several cars in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding. We've seen some of the pictures of Fairfield and just like a river going across it, man. So just be careful. Watch out for areas prone to flooding. I know that you know that. Certainly watch for lights. We got a lot of electric out. I want to say it was 10,000, and it may be more, maybe less now. That was the last point where somebody had checked, and I'll check that too. Warrington Creek Apartments, that area flooded. Forest Creek Apartments, that area flooded. No power downtown. I know FPL is on it, and thank you, Don, for texting in. They're hoping to have it all back up by 11, and they are all, man, FPL's on top of it. Lights on Garden and Tarragona and Jefferson out. The intersection is Sunset Avenue and Navy Boulevard, and that's right before you get to the Navy base. Water boiling out of the road. Maybe they meant rolling, but you know how that goes, so yeah. Be careful there. Little backed up as you're making your way onto the base. Lights out at Fairfield and Dahar. If you have traffic tips, text them in, and we'll keep them going for you. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah, power outages all over the area as far away as, you know, Fort Walton Beach and Lynn Haven, Panama City. Everybody's dealing with this morning. We got reports of a manhole cover up in the middle of the street on Creighton approaching Scenic. And I texted Mike Wood about this with PPD, and he said, yes, we have them doing that all over town, which would have meant that the storm drains overflowed their internal capacity. And I'm guessing, nobody's telling me this, but I'm just kind of using common sense. That means that the storm drains overflowed their internal capacity and pushed the manhole covers up.
That's a lot.
Which is a lot of volume, yeah. And that means that, generally speaking, you got to be careful that you don't drive over the manhole cover or the hole it's covering, right? I mean, that's like a huge impediment for your car if you drive over that. So please be careful as you're driving around. I got a note from the guy who owns Plastic Art Signs, you know, the ones that did the sailfish sign and the fish house sign and stuff. And he said they're basically, their business is just damaged, heavily destroyed. So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's bad all over the place this morning. David Wayne is in the newsroom. David Wayne's in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The second defamation trial against former President Trump by writer E. Jean Carroll now set for January. A federal judge said yesterday that the civil trial will begin January 15th. And the federal government earmarking more money to expand high-speed internet into underserved areas. The Biden administration has announced they're going to be giving over $900 million to 35 states and Puerto Rico to bring high-speed internet to underserved and unserved communities and military bases and tribal lands as well.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We got another report here of Sunset and Navy, that there's water basically boiling out of the road there, which is, again, storm drains being overwhelmed by the water. Somebody else said, and I haven't had a chance to run it down, but somebody who's pretty reliable texted and said that we have high tide in the area right now, which is making the water runoff and drainage problem even worse, because obviously when the tide is high, the water coming out of the storm drains doesn't have anywhere to go, you know, and so low-lying areas are going to be affected by that, backing up that, basically, that outflow system. So, man, fingers crossed that some of this stuff gets better in the near future. The Emergency Operations Center in Escambia County is activating to a level 2 this morning. And so, just, you know, paying attention, people work on it, just be patient.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There was devastation from a tornado in Perryton, Texas.
The buildings were just flattened.
Sabrina Devers tells Fox Weather the tornado stayed on the ground for several minutes. At least 3 people are dead. There are reports of 75 to 100 people injured. Perryton's on the Texas Panhandle.
The risk for severe weather continues over the plains, the Mississippi Valley, and the Gulf Coast. Heavy rain and flooding will also be a threat, along with tornadoes, damaging winds, and hail.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. A double murderer is executed in Florida.
Dwayne Owens' nearly 40-year stay on death row ended early Thursday evening when he was pronounced dead minutes after receiving a 3-drug lethal injection. He'd been convicted of killing a 14-year-old babysitter and a 38-year-old mother of 2 in separate attacks in 1984.
Fox's Jack Callahan. A semi-trailer hits a bus and kills at least 15 people in Manitoba, Canada, mostly senior citizens on a casino trip. America's listening to Fox.
6:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 74 degrees. We'll check our ThreatNet radar here in just a couple of minutes after we hear from Brooke Richardson over at Channel 3. Well, the storm last night, we've got reports that one person died, another hospitalized as a result of those. One person was killed when a tornado knocked a tree down into a house in the 500 block of Coker Lane. Another person reportedly hurt and taken to the hospital after being struck by lightning during that storm. That happened on West Mallory Street. Right now, no update on that person's condition. Wasn't one of the biggest budget line items, but an important one. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police Department are going to be getting the ShotSpotter program.
Something that Chief Eric Randall brought up a while back at one of the gun violence task force meetings. So I left that meeting with my homework, and I brought them this proposal, and I'm excited to see it funded in the budget.
Representative Alex Andrade says the $850,000 cost was included and survived the veto pen yesterday. ShotSpotter uses cameras and sensors to detect and notify law enforcement agencies so they don't have to wait for 911 calls when shots are fired. Pensacola police were out and about yesterday conducting mock crime scenes. That was all part of an effort to film a recruitment video.
Well, the video will show a lot of what we do. Now, this is not what we do every day. It's rare, but it is what we do. A lot of what we do is sit and do paperwork. You know, there's a lot of boring times. It takes a certain individual to become a police officer and then to become a great police officer. You've got to want to do it. It has to be in your heart. And if it's not, then you probably won't last long in this profession.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. He says they were making the video to post on their website and social media pages. He says officers start out at about $44,000 a year, but there's an opportunity to make more working off-duty and overtime as well. Florida Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old man and an 11-year-old boy weren't wearing seatbelts when a minivan crashed into a dump truck on Highway 29 yesterday. That happened near Pin Oak Lane. Troopers say the dump truck was going north on Highway 29, was slowing down to make a U-turn. That's when the minivan rear-ended the dump truck. The man had to be extricated and flown to Sacred Heart Hospital. The boy was taken to Sacred Heart via ambulance in serious condition. And the National Hurricane Center monitoring a new disturbance in the eastern Atlantic now. The tropical wave forecast to move off the west coast of Africa, and they say environmental conditions could be favorable for a gradual development. Meteorologists say the disturbance could evolve into an organized tropical system over the next week, moving in a general west-northwest direction towards the Caribbean and possibly the Gulf of Mexico. So we'll keep our eyes on that over the next week and see what happens with it. It is 6:34 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Well, lots underwater. We just got a call in about... I'll find it here. Okay, several cars in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding, and that's what that is, right near the Perdido Bay Emergency Clinic. Warrington Creek Apartments underwater. That area is flooded. Forest Creek Apartments, that area is flooded. As I understand it, a lot of people had to be evacuated last night. Lots of storm damage across northwest Florida. Softly in Michigan, the light is out there, so use caution. No power downtown. We're still seeing lights at Garden and Tarragona and Jefferson all out. Lights the intersection of Sunset Avenue and Navy Boulevard. It looks like there's water kind of rolling out into the road, and a traffic light out at Fairfield in Dahar. Lots of lights out, lots of debris on the roadway. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are seeing some heavy rainfall this morning. Flash flood warnings in effect. We do have a high today near 90 degrees. More rain possible as we go later on into the day. Another possibility of severe storms. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Rain chance will continue for Saturday. 60% chance of rain with a high near 91. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
All right, pulling up our ThreatNet radar here. It looks like most of those storms have pushed south down into the Gulf of Mexico at this point. I'm seeing maybe just a little bit of rain just to the south of Molino. And that is about it for what I'm seeing in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties right now. There is a little bit of rain also over in Baldwin County. over around the Robertsdale area. But again, none of that looks too serious right now. But we'll keep our eyes on the radar here through the day. 74 right now. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola. 72 in Gulf Breeze. 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Adobe is out with better-than-expected quarterly results. Revenue of $4.82 billion, up 10% from the year-ago period. The software developer also boosted its full-year outlook, thanks in part to confidence that generative AI will bolster the company's growth. Adobe shares, which rose 2.4% in the day's regular action, are up another 4.5% in extended trading. Make it 6 straight positive days for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite. The broad S&P today leaped 53 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ jumped 156. The Dow Industrial soared 428, or 1.25%. The past year or so has been a challenging time for Kohl's, but better days are ahead. That's the view of some analysts who are optimistic about new CEO Tom Kingsbury and the turnaround plan that he's overseeing at the department store chain. Kohl's shares have skidded 40% over the past 12 months. Today, they jumped 2.75%. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like 4 tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
Candy literally says to me, okay, Robert Bender's going to be on. What's his music? I'm like, I don't know. Just anything will do. So apparently we found out how Candy secretly feels about you, Commissioner Bender. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Surprise.
Yes, good morning. How's everybody?
We're good.
We're good. A little slap happy, apparently, but that's fine. It's good for a Friday
that's
after a storm.
That's for the Arby's sauce you gave us.
That's for the Arby's sauce.
We'll always have Arby's.
All right, so you were very active last night. You said you only got about an hour's worth of sleep and wanted to give us some updates. What did you see? What are you seeing? What do you want people to know?
So hopefully everyone's very proud of their emergency management, EMS services, fire department. They were responding all night to the calls of rescue, to the fire calls. I know we had a number of fires. And so I'd say they served Escambia County very well this last night and this morning. Just as they served everybody well, our public works crews will be out. We're ready to go in force to help clean up. We feel that some of the bigger items are probably off the roads already, and those are clear. But we'll get into the neighborhoods and start cleaning those up. So we're partially activating the emergency operations center at 7 a.m. And we'll start attacking the day. Of course, we are hearing that there is some rain in the forecast later today, maybe as early as in the 8 to 10 o'clock hour today, and then some more later this evening. So I'm sure we will be making announcements and things like that if people need assistance. We do have a shelter currently open, but don't know how long we'll keep that open, but we did rescue some people from Forest Creek Apartments and the REAP Center, and those were at the Marie Young Center last night. So about 100 people, or is what we're hearing, are there right now. So, there was damage sustained to houses from the weather. And so, again, our crews will be out starting to help clean those up.
We'd heard, and I'm just trying to, piece things together and, look, I know that for official designation of tornadoes, we have to wait for the National Weather Service to come do their investigation. But, Channel 3 was reporting that we had a tornado that caused a downed tree that might have killed somebody in Massachusetts. I also heard there was a tornado out on the beach. That's your area specifically. How bad was it out on the beach?
Most of the damage to the beach was on Galvez and some of the condos to the west. So if you think Park West and those three or four complexes and neighborhoods immediately to the east, that's also about where the powers was cut off last night. Okay. And in talking, getting a text from Superintendent Eccles this morning, it sounds like Fort Pickens will also be closed for a little while, and they don't have any power out there. So, the roads, there was a lot of water on the road to Fort Pickens. We ended up assisting with a rescue of four people that were trapped in a minivan that about a mile and a half west of the park entrance, the toll gate area.
Just like in the middle of nowhere there, and that the windy road.
Yep. But the damage, siding is off, garage doors blown out. Sides of the buildings were gone, a lot of construction debris and housing materials scattered throughout those three or four complexes.
This is much more, to my mind, this is much more reminiscent. In a way, it felt like a tropical storm because of the wind, but it almost is more like 2014 than like anything I've seen.
Yeah, it was. I don't want to put a number on how many inches we received.
Channel 3 said it was as high as 16 in the city, 12 in Gulf Breeze and maybe 10 over in Perdido. That's what they were reporting this morning.
Sure, and that's probably close to what I heard last night on what we received in about a two-hour period. So I think overall we didn't see some of the infrastructure, at least I'm not aware of anything right now, that those infrastructure failures like we saw in 2014.
Right.
Some of the areas that can ferry past that we've done some drainage projects really recently. I'm hopeful and looking forward to see how those handled. And I know we'll be contacting those residents today to see how things went. It was more of just the water that came, you know. Again, we didn't have the washout of the roads and things like that.
Right. No, I agree. And I was actually going to ask you about that. Hey, hang on for just a second. We're talking to Commissioner Robert Bender. Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
Forest Creek Apartments, that area was flooded, as we heard Mr. Bender talking about. Several cars still in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding. Warrington Creek Apartments had flooding issues as well, and a lot of them had to relocate too. Softly in Michigan, that light is out. No power downtown. Of course, we have power outages out in Fort Pickens, the beach, as Commissioner Bender just mentioned. Watch out for that. Lights at Garden and Tarragona and Jefferson out. Flooding on Main and East Street downtown. Pensacola Beach Road's impassable overnight. Intersection of Sunset and Navy Boulevard. There's water just pouring into the road there, so use caution there. Don't drive through standing water, as you know. Traffic light out at Fairfield and DeHaar. Traffic tips, text them in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. By the way, I got a note in earlier this morning from Commissioner Burgosh saying that the Perdido Bay boat ramp launch ribbon cutting today has been postponed or canceled due to ongoing threat of storms, the county being focused in on the storm recovery with the EOC being activated at 7 a.m. this morning, and just, you know, wanting to make sure that all the resources are devoted to the right areas. So that's a great note if you're planning to go to that, which I think many of us were. So good note to know that that's not going to be happening. Back to Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4 in Escambia County. It seems to me like when we have a storm like this, even though the effects were very significant, and even though we are still seeing drainage issues all over the area because of, I guess, high tides and just processing this volume of water out of the system is a challenge, what I keep thinking to myself is, well, thank goodness we've been working for 9 years on making things better since 2014. Is that your thought too, Commissioner?
It is. Even in some of the projects that we completed after Hurricane Sally.
Yeah.
I'd say the Forest Creek Apartments, That actually came, I'd say, later in the time frame of when that call for help came. We had sustained quite a bit of rain before that came, and maybe there was some, I won't say relief, but prolonging of having to rescue and evacuate those people because of some of the projects that have happened in that area. But still, again, if you're hearing double-digit rainfall in a two-hour period, you start talking about that in 2014 we had, 25 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Yeah.
2012 you had the, 14 or something like that, and then also you're hearing that we had that, similar amount in 2 hours, then that just shows you how quickly that same volume came. So, it's not something that we can build to handle that much water, on a normal basis. But again, hopefully some of these projects that we've completed have helped some of these areas and prolonged the need for a rescue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, with that, the Sheriff's Department high water vehicle, I know they had their own flooding issues surrounding their building, but making access to that. We had ECAT buses running.
I think ECAT has now been canceled this morning. I think I just saw a note about that. ECAT service is suspended until 7:30 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had buses helping transport. We had a couple of buses running in the relief efforts of evacuation efforts and things like that.
That makes sense.
I think that was about 2 a.m. this morning. And then at the same time, we had, over 50 buses at the Bay Center trying to get back to Portofino. So I think they finally made their way out of the Bay Center around between 3:30 and 4 this morning.
Is that for the church group there? Is that for the annual church group thing?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. So, 98 through Gulf Breeze was closed for most of that time. And then we still had water on the roads throughout Pensacola Beach in about three areas where they were coming. But about 3:30 when it stopped raining, it was starting to recede quickly, and they felt they could make it. So, you know, we did have a fire on the beach this morning. Again, we had staged some additional crews out there, so they were able to get out there and knock it down quickly, preventing. Really, I mean, I think they saved the home, but not only that, saved the homes around it. I know that one of the firefighters took a picture of the ladder truck, with the water up to the side of the truck. And they did move quickly because we had to get the trucks out of.
Otherwise you lose the trucks in the water. Wow. Well, yeah. Commissioner, thank you so much for the extensive update. Thank you for being out there and, you know, eyes on and, you know, seeing what was going on and doing what you could to help it last night, especially in the middle of it happening. I really appreciate that. Now, go get some sleep, even though you could probably, I assume you're going over to the EOC. So, you know.
I just pulled in, yeah. So
get some sleep when you can.
I got an hour of sleep and ready to go again, so. But yeah, I'd say again, if people can avoid the areas, please let our crews do their work. Please let, the assistance to those that have been affected, come in. We are expecting some later today. So, stay safe. We do have a lot of, downed, wires and trees and we're clearing those, but, it's best to stay safe.
Absolutely. Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4 in Escambia County, sir, thanks so much for the time this morning. 6:53 sure. Here on News Radio 92.3. Also, a note that came in from somebody is, when you've got all of this storm drain overflowing all over the place, don't just make the assumption that that's just storm water. There's always the possibility that some of that has been contaminated with sewer water. And so, this is not, safe to go playing around in or whatever. So just... good judgment. Keep the kids safe. That they're out for the summer, and they want to go play in the pool. That is the county right now. So just use some caution there and keep everybody healthy. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2020.
We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays, Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Parade Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Average for gallon gas, $3.58. Florida, $3.43. Mississippi is $3 even. California is $4.87. And Navarre, $3.13 east of the Walmart, $3.12 at the West Walmart. Through Tiger Point, $3.08 at the Murphy for the Garson Point Bridge, $3.23 in proper. But as we've been telling you, the roads in Gulf Breeze are a little bit of a mess right now. Reopened, but partially reopened is the latest news we've got. $3.28 in Milton at the Raceway, $3.24 in P Ridge at the Murphy, and $3.29 if you wait till the Raceway second station going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola this morning, looks like 309 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, 314 at the, it's no longer the TNC. It's called the Gas and Go now, I guess, on Navy Boulevard. 657, Candy's got traffic for us.
Don't I? Lots going on this morning, of course, as you can imagine. Lots of storm damage, flooded area, lights out following that heavy rain last night. Intersection of Sunset Avenue and Navy Boulevard. It looks like there's water just pouring into the road. Don't drive through standing water. Take this from somebody that in 2014, I lost my car and I didn't think the water was that deep. Turns out lights at Garden, Tarragona, and Jefferson out. No power downtown. Snawfleet, Michigan, those lights are out. Forest Creek Apartments, lights are out. Warrington Creek Apartments, lights are out. And Warrington and Forest Creek, of course, had bad flooding issues, as Commissioner Bender mentioned. Several cars in the middle of Highway 98 between Blue Angel and Fairfield due to flooding. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, please text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And one more time, just quick reminder, if you're planning to go to the Perdido Boat Ramp Ribbon Cutting Day, that's been canceled due to all of the weather, the EOC activating at a level 2 today, and, you know, recovery efforts from the storm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, his mic is off, Candy. Hold on just a second. There you go.
Hey, there we go. The U.S. Department of Justice expected to reveal the results of a years-long investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department today. Investigators looking at whether they engaged in any unconstitutional practices related to their policies. Pfizer warning that there could be a shortage of penicillin supplies. The pharmaceutical giant said in a letter to customers there's a, quote, impending stock out situation for two of its pre-filled syringes of injectable penicillin. They're blaming the shortage on increased demand and more diagnoses of syphilis.
Okay. Yeah. No, we'd heard this information that the basically sexually transmitted diseases were on the rise again. That's on the rise again. Sorry for that slip. Anyway, sometimes the words just come out the way they come out, you know? Hey, all right, let's do a real quick future news here. By the way, interesting note to find out that the ECAT was being used for evacuations.
Oh my
from
gosh.
Flooding last
Thank
night.
God That's we pretty, have it, right?
Right. Nice to have it under, Escambia authority, right? Is it going to turn out, do you think, one, two, more, less tornadoes officially when we get said
oh,
done?
I think so, yeah. I would say four.
Two.
I think maybe.
Two, possibly more. All right, stick around. We'll have more coming up for you next.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.